Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 75, Revelation chapter 21, verses 5 through 8, the New Jerusalem. Verse 5, He who was seated on the throne said, and that's God, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. This age has come to an end. That's what it means. It reminds me of what Jesus said on the cross. It is finished. When Jesus says it is finished or it is done, you can guarantee it is done. Although I do believe it's God saying it is done in this verse. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is eternal. That's the best way for the text to say that God had no beginning or no end. Simply put, I think this is just an idiomatic term to suggest God being eternal. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of water of life. Salvation is free to us because it's way too expensive for us to purchase. Verse 7, He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Overcome all this, meaning the tribulation. I think he's talking about overcoming in the tribulation. The word overcome is a revelation type word. But the cowardly and unbelieving, the vile and the murderers, and he goes on a list. A number of things, the bad qualities of people, and those who possess these bad qualities, these sins, will end up in the lake of fire. Now, it's not because of these sins that they end up in the lake of fire. It's because of their unbelief. It's their unbelief that causes these people to be vile, to be murderers, to be adulterers, and so on. Now, that being said, the books were open, and all of these sins by these people were in the books. So the severity of their judgment is determined by these sins. But what gets them into the lake of fire in the beginning is their unbelief. John 3:17 says that.